We're back on 95.7 The Game, the Derek Carr Show. We're joined by the quarterback of the Silver and Black. And Derek, thanks for coming on. Coming off another victory, 4-0 on the road. How does it feel?
Man, it feels great. To go out on the East Coast and get another win. Whenever you're 5-2, you got to celebrate that, man. You and I have talked about before, I've been 0-10, and I don't want to go back there. So anytime you can, stack wins, you want to celebrate it and enjoy it.
How would you describe this overall if it was a headline? Because it was very emotional. We'll get to that and the ejections and some of the trash talking. A tough game overall to go after this opponent as you threw for 200 yards and a touchdown with no interceptions. But did it feel tougher and more physical than it looked on television? Because it got awfully chippy in the fourth quarter of that game.
Oh, absolutely. It really was. It was one of the I was trying to tell everybody after the game, I said, they're one of the best defenses in the NFL. Obviously, going into the game, they were ranked eighth in the league. They're so young, and some of those guys, they don't even know just how good they are yet, but they fly around and hit, and they're physical, and it's one of those, Seattle-type defenses again that, they want to keep everything in front of them. They don't want to give up the deep ball, even though we were able to hit one. It's just one of those games where you're not going to go throw for, 500 yards, but you just try and be efficient and take care of the football. That's just the kind of game it was. Sometimes it's going to be like that. Sometimes you got to play the game that way, and that's how this one ended up. But it was physical, all the way to the last whistle, man. It was chippy.
Derek Carr joins us. Now, when you're off the field and you're visiting with the coaches, looking at the tablet, looking at the film, did you sense that Jacksonville was kind of melting down? Their coaches were trying to control some players. It looked like late hits, guys getting pulled off the pile. Was there more trash talking than a typical game for you, or were you just locked in and just focusing on the next play?
There was definitely a lot of talking. And, with our guys, we have a big physical group, and they like to impose their will on people. And, sometimes, people can handle it because they just want to bring it back, and sometimes people – want to get chippy and talk and those kind of things. And it was just one of those games, man, where, obviously their season, hasn't gone the way they wanted. And maybe, they're a little on edge for that and, straining to get another victory, just like everyone in this league. And, I don't know what the reason was, but it was definitely chippy. But I just kept reminding guys, let's stay out of it. Let's stay out of getting, the penalties and all those kind of things. And, just make sure that we're, taking care of our own.
All right, well, let's get the penalty situation out of the way because I had to ask you this. A lot of people are tweeting about it. As a captain of this team, when are the penalties going to be cleaned up, in your opinion? Is it something that you guys are really focused on? 239 penalty yards combined for both teams, and we talked about how chippy it got, but are you concerned about where you guys are with penalties on the season, and how do you knock that number down?
It's something that we really focus on. It's something that we talk about, in the week of practice. It's something that we, really strive for. And it's the penalties that you can, that you have a, chance of, not having. It's the false starts, or it's the, delay of games, or it's those kind of things that you want to, make sure that you get rid of. There's obviously going to be some penalties that are aggressive type penalties that are bang bang and you can't do anything about. And you're going to have to live with those. But, it's the mental ones that, coach really gets on us about. And it's something that we practice hard at not doing. We have refs at practice that get on us, throwing flags, and coach will get on us and all those things. So it's something that we definitely work on. It's something that we just got to continue to strive to do better.
Derek Carr is our guest. Another big game for Crabtree. 8 receptions, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Talk about the big connection and the throw you made moving outside the pocket. A difficult throw. You laid it right in there, and he made another brilliant catch.
Yeah, absolutely. I scrambled out and, trying to keep my eyes downfield for the big play. I learned that from watching, Aaron Rodgers play, when I was in college. I learned, that from watching him. He'd always keep his eyes downfield for the big play when he would scramble. And, it's just one of those things where, sometimes you got to throw it away. Sometimes you're going to have to run for, two or three or maybe 20. You never know. But sometimes that big play is there, and Crabtree did an excellent job of continuing to run. I tell him all the time, if I'm ever scrambling and you have a deep route, don't stop running, because I'll always, be able to give you a chance. And, right there I scrambled out and it made up for the, throw I had on the run last week. So I felt good about it.
Derek Carr joins us in with Amari in this game. Talk about the bracket coverage. He went up against a unique young rookie corner who's really athletic. Was it tough finding him open in space?
Yeah, you know, teams are going to do that. You know, they're going to put their best guy, their best cover guy on Coop, and even roll coverages his way, you know, try and take routes away from him. And, you know, that's the beauty of this, you know, this offense. That's the beauty of what Coach Musgrave and the staff are doing. And, you know, it's the beauty of what Mr. McKenzie, you know, did for me and getting me two number one receivers. You know, you know, one of those guys, as we saw, you know, Coop will go off, you know, and have back-to-back 100-yard games, 10 catches in one. And, you know, Crabb had two the other day. And then this game, he comes back and has eight. You know, it's just the way the game goes, man. And they, you know, we're going to have to make defenses choose who they want to double and who they want to, you know, put their best guy on. And it's a good problem to have.
This tweet comes in from Big C. Says, ask Derek, what were the Jaguars' defense doing in the first quarter and part of the second that disrupted the offense? And, Derek, before you answer, it seemed like this was a philosophy in the second half with the lead to obviously hold the lead and win the game. Was there a decision to back off a bit and run clock, or was this just a good Jaguar defense, a game plan in the second half?
You know, I really don't know if the decision was made. You know, it wasn't said to me. You know, so I know I, from a player standpoint, we were going out there and just playing whatever was called. You know, if it was during, if the coaches talked about it, you know, they may have, I don't know. But to the players, we were just going out and executing the plays. But again, this is a really good defense, you know, and I have to continue to say that. And, you know, I know their record doesn't show it, and they're the eighth ranked defense with, you know, only a 2-4 or 2-5, whatever their record is. Mm-hmm. And they're still an eighth ranked defense. So that just shows that they're probably even better than that ranking, you know. And, you know, they're ridiculous, man. You know, they're really tough to throw against. It's tight coverage everywhere. And their pass rush is phenomenal. You know, they got really active, you know, big money first-round guys on that line. And Puzlesny is one of the best linebackers in the game. It's not even close. When you look it up in the dictionary, it should be his face, you know, as the picture. And then they got Telvin Smith, who's an athletic, you know, guy who can jump around and get around blocks like no other. So that defense is just really, really good. Now, to the second half, the plays and all that, I'm not sure if the coaches had a discussion, but to us players, we were just going out and playing.
Wrapping it up with Derek Carr, as you look ahead for Tampa Bay, and we'll get to the trip staying there in Florida, Jaquizz Rodgers of the Bucs, 26 carries for 154 yards, and Jameis Winston, a 3-touchdown performance against the 49ers. So they're balanced, and they do have a quarterback very similar to yourself that loves and embraces a shootout, stays in the pocket, and makes big plays. This is a tough test, another opponent on the road where you're going to have to play your best or your best for most of the game to pull this out.
Absolutely. Very, very, very good team. You know, I obviously already started my film on them and getting ready for them, and very talented. You know, that's defensively, you know, speaking. You know, they got a lot of talent on the field. And then when you throw in, obviously, Jameis, and, you know, they got, you know, Quiz, who, you know, I was in Houston at the same time he was when he was in high school, and he was winning state championships, breaking every Texas state rushing record. So I know the kind of player he is from my days in Houston, you know, in high school. He was just down the road from me. So, you know, I remember watching him, and, you know, he's still, you know, we had the same trainer, you know, from Houston. So I know the kind of player he is. I know it's going to be a tough task, and I know that he's a little bowling ball, man. He's physical. You know, he loves contact, and he loves to make you miss. So it's going to be a tough task for us, but we're really looking forward to it.
All right, finally, paint a picture for everybody in the global Raider Nation. What does your view look like? What does this week look like with the family coming off a victory? You're staying at one of the best hotels in America, but it is not a pleasure trip. This is a work trip, and Jack Del Rio demands that you guys travel a certain way like pros, but you're in a pretty good spot. You're in a dream spot where most people would like to be today.
Yeah, I got, well, my view has a swimming pool, a lot of palm trees, and the ocean. So, you know, it's pretty nice, you know, but at the same time, I got my iPad, and I'm just been watching film, man. You know, I'll let everybody else, you know, I'll let the fans and everyone who traveled enjoy, you know, the weather and enjoy all the things out here. But, you know, this is a business trip, man. I'm just trying to win football games, and, you know, that's all that matters to me.
The last one, did you see the tie last night? I'm sure you watch a lot of football.
Oh, yeah.
And the insanity of those missed field goals late. Arizona and Seattle, two teams that are supposed to go pretty deep this year. That was a physical battle, and it came down to the kicking game, and both kickers let them down.
Oh, my goodness. You talk about a football game, man. You know, that right there, that made defensive coaches all around the league happy. You know, they all love that kind of stuff. I'm over here scratching my head, you know, feeling bad for these poor quarterbacks and these poor offensive coordinators, but that was a defensive battle. And like you said, man, those two kicks, man, it's crazy, you know, that it happens like that. those guys are really good players too, you know, which is crazy, you know, that it happened on short field goals. But that's this game, man. Sometimes it's going to happen, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how both of them bounce back. But I don't know how you feel after a tie. You know, how are you supposed to feel? I'd be disappointed we didn't win, I guess. But, you know, after a tie, that just is a weird feeling.
Well, Derek, I'll see you Friday coming in for the game in Tampa. I can't wait. What's your message to the Raider Nation before we see you this weekend?
Hey, look forward to, you know, seeing them here in Tampa. You know, they made, you know, Jacksonville feel like a home game. They've made every road game feel like a home game for us. So can't wait to see them in Tampa and do the same.
Have a great week, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you.